Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Once again, I strongly urge everyone to go to the Devil Radio app, Devil Radio website, download the app, download it from there, the Google or the Apple store. Take Devil Radio with you 24-7, wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. And also, many of you have called in and said you'd like to support Devil Radio. I really appreciate it. So there's a link on the website. Go to the website to support Devil Radio. It gives you all the ways you can support us. Deeply appreciate everything you do. Okay. There were two lawsuits filed yesterday. Two lawsuits were filed in Madison having to do with redistricting. I want to unpack this, tell you what the objective is, the filing, and what we can expect. Now, remember, the census is in. There has to be redistricting every 10 years. This is it. This is it, the 2020 census. There'll be a 2030 census and a 2040 census. 2020 census means that the various districts are a little out of alignment. Congressional district is supposed to have 700,000 people with our present population in the United States. One of them has like 770,000. The other one might have 640,000. Got to shift people around. Same with state assembly districts. Same with state Senate districts. And for that matter, the same with some municipal districts. That's a different process. So who filed yesterday and who filed before? Yesterday, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, that's a right-wing law firm funded by the Bradley Foundation and others, they on the right wing, they file lawsuits basically to put through Republican policies, you know, stopping masks, mask requirements, that kind of thing. Well, in this case, they went right to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and they asked them to say that the present congressional districts are unconstitutional because they are out of sync and that the Wisconsin Supreme Court should supervise their redistricting by using a special master. Presumably, the seven justices of the Wisconsin Supreme Court don't have the time or the expertise to do it. A few hours later, three voting rights groups filed in federal court in Madison, demanding that the federal court oversee the redistricting. But they're both a penny short and a penny late, because the other day, another group filed in federal court in Madison asking for the same thing. What's going on here? Let's unpack this from a legal point of view. It's all the same subject matter. It's redistricting. It is true that as a result of this census, the congressional districts and many of the state districts are out of whack. They're out of alignment. They're all supposed to have roughly the same number of people, roughly, and they don't. So how do you deal with that? The way you deal with it under the law, the present law, is that the legislature comes up with new lines. In the last 60 years, I think Luke had pointed out in a prior show, there's only one time they ever did that it ever was done by the legislature. Every other time it went to court. Why? Because each party wants an advantage. Therefore, it goes to court. What happens when it goes to court? The courts don't have time or expertise to do it. They appoint what's called either a special master or a referee or an independent expert or experts. And they sit down and they look at all the numbers and they try to keep communities of interest. Right now, there's gerrymandering. And you know about that. You know that that's how the Republicans get 2/3 of the assembly seats, but may not even get half of the votes. It's not right. It's not liberal democracy. But the way it's done, the way they do is by packing and cracking. They pack Democratic votes intensely in a few districts. So that, for instance, in Milwaukee, in the inner city of Milwaukee, you have districts that are 90% Democratic. You have districts in Madison that are something like 80% Democratic. They're bluer than blue. And everybody goes, oh, that's great. Well, no, that's not great. because there are a lot of Democratic votes there that are essentially wasted. And in the Republican districts, they disperse the Republican votes, but keep majorities in enough districts so that what you have is like 55% Republican, 45% Democratic. Well, you might think, well, a good Democrat could win that. Well, not very likely. It's very, very hard to overcome that kind of advantage, 55-45. And that's just an example. And then if you have donors, Republican donors pouring a lot of money into it and lying about the Democrat, that is why we have a gerrymandered legislature. So the whole ball game is who gets to appoint the special master or the referee who does this. And are they honest people? Are they honest people who are going to try to keep communities of interest together? That's the desirable thing. Greene County, where my wife's from, Monroe, and Sheboygan County, where my folks lived in Random Lake, are all split seven ways from Sunday. They shouldn't be. Sheboygan County, especially in the state legislature, there's a community of interest. Greene County, the same thing. But you don't just sneak in and carve off a little Republican part and load up something else. What they should do is try to get communities of interest together, cities, for instance, cities. And then when you do that, don't care about the outcome, and it takes care of itself. What happens is those districts, instead of being 55-45 Republican, will be 50-50 or 51-49, and then the best candidates can win. And that's what's going on. But why this maneuvering of courts? Because the ball game is who appoints the special master. Who appoints him? Is it a Republican or a Democrat? It should be neither. It should be an independent judiciary, which is the federal courts are independent, and the state courts should be independent, and by and large they are, certainly at the circuit court and appellate court level. But the ball game is the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It has three Republicans and three Democrats who basically are seen as voting that way on a lot of these issues. And then there's one, Brian Hagedorn, who is a Republican, but has stood tall on things having to do with our democracy, certifying the election of Joe Biden because he got the most votes. Probably Hagedorn voted for Trump. I don't care who he voted for. He stood tall on that one. Stood tall on a lot of other things. And the question is Brian Hagedorn on this going to appoint a master or vote to appoint a master if they take it? Now, remember something. They don't have to take these cases. They can go right to the circuit court, which is the lowest trial court, and bubble their way up. Or they can go to the Supreme Court. The other two cases are filed in federal court because federal judges don't run for re-election. And even though they may be appointed by Democrats, by Obama, by Trump, by George W. Bush, by Clinton, by and large, they're very independent. Diane Sykes, the chief judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, whom I know is a fine person, she is a Republican, or I should say she was appointed by a Republican president. But the three-judge panel, she impaneled to hear that first filing a couple of days ago for redistricting in federal court in Madison. Two of them were appointed by Obama, one of them by Trump. So what? So what? These people are good judges and they're independent. Now, the reason the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, which is a fancy name for a right-wing law outfit funded by the Bradley Corporation and other conservative donors, is let's get it before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, not the federal courts. Get it out of the federal courts. Get it out of the Seventh Circuit. Get it out ultimately of the U.S. Supreme Court, even though that's Republican too, in a sense, and get it to where you have more partisan people and they think they have the majority. That's what this is all about. Now, how are these judges going to rule? I don't know how they're going to rule, but there are some arguments. Here's one argument. The first to file was the federal court case a couple of days ago. So some respect should be paid to the first filed, and the jurisdiction should occur there. There's another federal court case filed yesterday. Consolidate them. They almost certainly will be consolidated. Gives it a little more heft. On the other hand, federal courts sometimes can defer to state courts, and all of them may say, this is premature. You're supposed to go to the legislature, fight it out. And if the response is the legislature, the fixer in. This is the legislature that made Voss the governor. This is the lame duck legislature. This isn't an honest legislature. Those arguments are very hard to make in federal court or state court, because the fiction is the legislative process is like making sausage, deal with it. Let's have a factual record bubble up. It's possible that they all go, we're not dismissed without prejudice, or somehow hold it in abeyance. I don't know. But whatever they do, it's going to be very important which court ends up with it. Now, in our federal system, federal Trump state, no pun intended, okay? Federal Trump state in general. So in other words, if there's a federal law that applies to something and a state law is different, the federal law controls. Otherwise, you couldn't have a country. But courts are very deferential to each other. There's some frequently a state court will defer to the federal court, and that could very well happen here. It could very well be that the Wisconsin Supreme Court says, we're not going to take original jurisdiction of this. There's no factual record developed. We're not going to say, you know, the legislative process can't work. And what they could do is dismiss it without prejudice, say it's not ripe, or hold it in abeyance. Then the federal courts will look at it. They'll look at it at the same time, and they'll make a decision. But whoever appoints the special master, that's the key. And if you put somebody in there that comes up with gerrymandered maps again, breaks up community of interest, splits Greene County, Sheboygan County, a lot of other counties, seven ways from Sunday, to achieve a gerrymandered result. For the next 10 years, you're going to have Robin Voss as speaker. You're going to have more poisoned water, more destruction of the University of Wisconsin. Keep a sharp eye on this. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.